A $4 trillion possibility.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. The world's banks may soon be in a much bigger hole than we thought. A $4 trillion hole. From London, Stephen Beard explains.
First, it was toxic assets, complex packages of debt. They went bad because they contained, among other things, subprime mortgages. But as the recession has deepened, the bad debts have grown. Banks are now losing money on better quality mortgages and commercial loans. These bad debts are spiraling upwards. By the end of next year, they could hit $4 trillion. That, say British press reports, is the figure soon to be forecast by the International Monetary Fund. Analysts say the new figure will concentrate the minds of governments around the world. More will have to be done to repair bank balance sheets before the global economy can recover. Although they acknowledge that after so many multi-billion dollar bank bailouts, voter patience may be wearing thin. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Some influential analysts yesterday warned U.S. bank losses could exceed Depression-era levels. That helped push Wall Street lower for the first time in 5 days. The Dow gave up 41 points yesterday, or 0.5%, to close at 79.75. The Nasdaq lost 1%, or 15 points, to end Monday at 1606. The S&P was down more than 0.75%, ending at 835. Shares in Europe are down across the board. Major markets in Asia close lower today. One of the main market movers today will be the kickoff of first quarter earnings season. Oil traders are also looking for a gauge of what's to come in those reports. Oil's just under $51 a barrel in Asia. Venezuela's Hugo Chavez is in Beijing today. The two countries have been talking tough against the U.S. and its lead role in the global economy. But as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports, what they'll really be talking about is oil.
Chavez is cultivating a growing partnership with China. Beijing just agreed to put $8 billion into oil exploration and other projects in Venezuela, which in return will triple its oil exports to China. David Zweig of the Hong Kong University for Science and Technology says Chavez is diversifying away from his chief oil customer, the U.S.
So he's a firm believer that China's rise is a terrific thing for the world.
China right now is the top market for new cars, so its leaders are shopping for oil everywhere.
One of the things the party is using to cement its political survivability is to buy off the urban middle class by letting them buy cars.
So does this alliance cut off Venezuela's oil for everyone else? Maybe not. Beijing's investment in oil exploration there may turn up more crude for the world. And the more China buys from Caracas, the more that's left elsewhere for someone else. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Oil and China, a nice segue to this note. About Segway, the company known for those two-wheeled, stand-up electric vehicles, is teaming up with General Motors. GM and Segway will announce a joint venture today to produce the Puma. That stands for Personal Urban Mobility and Accessibility. The automaker is targeting a 2012 launch for the upright electric-powered two-seater. The Puma will be aimed at markets like China, where congestion and pollution are a big concern. Neither GM nor Segway are saying anything about a price.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
Tens of thousands of Iraqis have fled the country since the U.S.-led invasion. One of the more popular destinations has been Sweden. The Swedish government offers refugees a program to help them integrate into Swedish life, along with health benefits and a stipend. The program's starting to squeeze some local budgets. One town outside Stockholm is experimenting on ways to trim costs. Elisa Roth has more.
About 1,300 Iraqis have come to the city of Södertälje since the war started in 2003. It doesn't sound like that many people, but they basically increased Södertälje's population by 1% last year.
When it comes a lot of people in a short time, it's problem in the kindergarten and in schools, and it's a problem with job opportunities.
Anders Lago is the mayor of Södertälje. He says the huge numbers also made it hard to get people through the integration program, which was supposed to teach them about all things Swedish, including the language. So about a year ago, Södertälje came up with a completely new way to deal with asylum seekers. It started by cutting the integration program in half, from 3 years to 18 months. Erika Bendt runs the program in Södertälje. She explains that the city really changed its whole philosophy.
This is the main goal, to get people out and work as soon as possible.
The refugees take classes and do internships, and the new system is designed to make that year and a half feel as much like work as possible. They even get paid to participate.
It's full time, and if you're ill, you have to go to the doctors, and then you have your vacation, and this is how it works. If you don't come here, you won't get any money.
The idea is that the refugees will be much more prepared for real life when the time comes and hopefully be able to succeed in the job market sooner, which is, of course, good for the refugees. But it's also good for the city. The Swedish government subsidizes the refugees while they're in the integration program. But if they graduate and end up on unemployment, the city has to pay for it. In Södertälje, Sweden, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Elisa traveled to Sweden for this report on a grant from the International Reporting Project. Southwest is making a permanent trip to New York's LaGuardia Airport this summer. The carrier will make its first foray into the major market in June. Up until now, Southwest's closest hub for New York was Long Island's Islip Airport. The company says it'll have 8 daily nonstop flights to locations like Chicago and Baltimore, Washington. Southwest says its next move will be this fall, starting service at Boston's Logan International. For more from the Morning Report, visit marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.